we truly want something, even if it's a bad idea, it's just about impossible for anyone to get us to change our minds. It's as though we lose our ability to reason, and what's obvious to everyone else is not obvious to us. Someone might say to you, don't enter into that relationship. Don't exit that relationship. Don't invest in that business. Don't go there or don't do that. And no matter what they say, you have a counter argument for everything. Because when we truly want something, crazy as it may sound, we will even argue with or ignore God. Now, King Jehoshaphat and King Ahab were considering whether or not they should join forces to fight against Syria. So they summoned God's prophet Micah in order to seek God's will. The problem was that King Ahab was not interested in discovering God's will. No, the only thing King Ahab wanted was God's blessing because he was already determined to go to war. But Micah told King Ahab that it was not God's will for them to go to war. So King Ahab did what most of us would do when we don't like what we're hearing. King Ahab threw the prophet in jail. In other words, he shut him up. The problem with arguing with God is that eventually he'll let us win the argument. You see, because God does not speak to us to give us one more opinion to consider. No, God speaks to us so that we would apply what he tells us. King Ahab assumed that because he had the power to silence Micah, that he was going to be able to control the outcome in spite of what God said. The problem is that God allowed him to do what he wanted to, but at the end, he lost his life. You see, we may have power to ignore God. We may have what in our mind is a persuasive argument, and we may have an answer to everything. But the problem is that God will not argue with us. He'll let you prove your point, and he'll let you get your way. Jesus said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Or in other words, blessed are those who hear the word of God and apply it. In your life, who are you listening to? Who should you be listening to? And who is the Micah that God has sent you? Because blessed are those who hear God's word and apply it.